Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on the news you should know about. Today, Lackawanna County has agreed to join three other counties to keep juvenile detainees closer to home. And meet a Wilkes-Barre connection to the gold medal-winning U.S. men's hockey team. It's Wednesday, February 25th. Let's get you up to date. First, we have a story from Wilkes-Barre. Officials spent hours searching a home in Wilkes-Barre on Tuesday after the discovery of a body Saturday in the city's south side. Luzerne County District Attorney Sam Sanguidolce gave an update to reporters at the scene Tuesday afternoon.
We found the body, the remains of a body of what we have determined to be a female. The remains were naked. They were face down in the snow. As a result of that, over the course of the weekend, both Wilkes-Barre City detectives, Luzerne County detectives, and with the assistance of Wilkes-Barre Patrol, we were able to trace that body as coming back to an address in an apartment on New Alexander Street. As a result of that, our detectives and Wilkes-Barre's detectives obtained a search warrant this morning.
The remains have not been identified, but officials believe the investigation is related to missing 14-year-old Lanaya Clark, who was last seen in Wilkes-Barre in January. Law enforcement searched the apartment building for hours on Tuesday. Sanguidolce said he could not explain the potential connection between the residents and Clark. He said the public does not need to be concerned for their safety, but he asked residents to provide any information that may help. We have the full story at WVIA.org, and we'll be keeping it updated there. Now for that story from Lackawanna County. For years, Lackawanna County deputy sheriffs have transported local juveniles accused or convicted of crimes to detention centers far away. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, that could end next year.
The three Lackawanna County commissioners, who've publicly disagreed on a lot lately, completely agreed on something Tuesday. They unanimously voted to join a four-county consortium that will house juveniles accused or convicted of crimes at a Berks County center. Berks officials will run the center. It's scheduled to open in July of 2027. Lackawanna County Judge Frank Ruggiero, who oversees local juvenile hearings, was thrilled by the development because of the chronic shortage of detention beds statewide.
This is a monumental day in juvenile justice here in Lackawanna County.
The county has guaranteed up to 10 of the center's 40 beds for juveniles convicted or just accused of crimes. The county expects to spend about $2.6 million the first year, about $300,000 more than it's spending this year. The county closed its juvenile detention center in 2018. Since then, it has sent its detainees to centers in other counties, even as far as Ohio. But Chief Financial Officer David Bolzoni said the costs keep rising, making this regional approach a good value.
This proposal is extremely well thought out, and it's an extremely well-planned alternative for the county to consider.
District Attorney Brian Gallagher said the county critically needs the center. Over the last 5 years, Gallagher said about a half a dozen to a dozen times, school superintendents have called him wondering why a juvenile accused of non-armed violence is back in school.
I can't tell you the amount of times where we've had someone pleading guilty to a violent crime in juvenile court or who was arrested on a Friday night, and on Monday morning they're in school with an ankle bracelet because there's no detention beds.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Well, the Winter Olympics are over, but the U.S. is basking in the glow of several medals, including gold in men's and women's hockey. Wilkes-Barre native Teddy Richards was the equipment manager for the U.S. men's hockey team. The team won the gold medal on Sunday at the Winter Olympics in an overtime game against Canada. Richards started his career as a stick boy for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. WVIA's Kat Bolas spoke with him on Monday after his return from Milan.
Richards says he was one of two American-born equipment managers who went to the Olympics.
To have that amazing honor given to us, it's really hard to describe. We accepted the challenge and enjoyed each day we were there.
Richards started working for the local Penguins when he was a teenager, cleaning up locker rooms, running errands, filling up water bottles, and folding towels. Now he's the head equipment manager for the Florida Panthers. He had a spreadsheet of notes heading into the Olympics. Equipment managers order all the equipment. They help fit skates and sharpen blades, and they get to know the players' quirks, including how they prefer their hockey sticks. He said he's had a fortunate career. He won Stanley Cups with the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Panthers.
And I've always had this Olympic dream, and it's so hard to get in. Like I said, there's only two of us picked in every 4 years, so the numbers aren't really on your side to be successful there. And it just worked out.
Richards was one of eight members of the Olympic team with connections to the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. And now we're going to hear from Kat again, but about a different winter sport. Here's a taste of our newest podcast here at WVIA, Good Natured.
Welcome to Good Natured, a podcast from WVIA News, all about optimism and the great outdoors. I'm Haley O'Brien. Today we're bringing you a segment with Kat Bolas from the news team to share her reporting from the Eagles Mere Toboggan Slide in Sullivan County.
It is a quarter-mile ice slide that volunteers build using blocks of ice from Eagles Mere Lake. So they carve out about 900 blocks of ice and they line them down steep Lake Street and then out onto the ice. So people line up and you take a run down the ice. They say you can get up to 45 miles per hour.
Wow. So it's ice from the lake and then they set it up on a nearby road, right?
Yeah.
And it's a quarter mile long?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And all of this stuff was developed by the volunteers in Eagles Mere. You know, they kind of came up with this whole process over the years. So one of the things that I was told is, like, originally it was farm tractors. So you'd have farm tractors out on the ice. You know, the ice goes on the conveyor belt, then they load it onto the, you know, what used to be a farm tractor, and then they drive it up. You're still on the ice at this point. You're still on the lake. They drive it up to Lake Avenue, and then volunteers up there kind of start piling it down Lake Avenue. But now, because we have side-by-sides and UTVs, like, that's kind of what everyone uses. But there's just, like, this old Ford tractor just powering the conveyor belt out on the ice.
From steep Lake Avenue, you could hear the jingle of machinery. Further out onto the ice, a blue tractor powered a custom conveyor belt. It moved ice blocks carved from the frozen lake for the first time in 11 years.
When I was a kid in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you probably had one year out of 10 you couldn't make it. Now we have 1 year out of 10 you can make it. I mean, it's changed that much. Yeah.
That's Scott Lee. He's 77. At the base of the belt, crews in thick gloves, coveralls, and heavy coats floated blocks out of the lake with large wooden poles. Metal prongs poked into the ice. At the end of the conveyor, a parade of UTVs were loaded up with the blocks to make the slide.
So they started doing it in, like, 1904. There's a man named Captain E.S. Chase, and so he was a civil engineer from Wilkes-Barre, and he kind of, like, developed Eagles Mere as a resort town. And, you know, back in, like, the early 1900s, they needed ice. you know, for drinks, to keep food cold, to put in the refrigerator. So we actually in northeastern Pennsylvania had a huge history of like ice farming.
Wow.
So that was kind of where, you know, this method to carve out the blocks of ice came from. So they decided, you know, in 1904, with Eaglesmere being this resort town, to make this kind of ice luge attraction. So they would do it every single year. And last year was the first year they were actually able to do it in about a decade, like 11 years, just because the lake needs the freeze. What's interesting to me is that it kind of started like with the resort industry needing ice. And then they just were like, hey, let's make a slide and bring more people up here in the winter. And so, you know, fast forward to over 100 years later, it's still bringing more people up to Eaglesmere in the winter.
Well, thank you so much, Kat, for bringing this Keeping Up with Kat segment to the Good Nature Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Listen to the full Good Natured Podcast at WVIA.org, YouTube, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay up to date, subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.